Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. I cannot complain. Day by day as we go, it's the weekend, so I'm super excited about that. And of course, I've got a review for you. We are taking it, circling back to Nigeria after doing TZ yesterday, actually. Huh? 2 days, two podcasts. Lucky lot. Anyway, if it's your first time joining us on the podcast today, welcome. You've got another 161 podcast episodes to go through. So good luck with that one, and it's going to be a fun experience. If you are coming back for another Motomoto Fix, welcome back. Thanks for joining me on the podcast yet again. And if you do like what you hear right here on the African Album Review Podcast, then head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOMoto and buy me a coffee or two or three to keep the lights on for this podcast. Anyway, let's do this thing.
The latest African album review is...
You know the hit song Feeling with Buju? For me, that's the Ladipo song. And I know it's a 2021 number, so you're wondering, why is that one the song? He's been around for like 3-4 years. Yeah. Ladipo was the first rapper on the Maven Records roster, which was a huge endorsement of his talent and promise. He recently dropped a new project titled Providence. It's an EP, actually dropped today, November 5th, under Maven Global Holdings, and it has 6 songs. And that's 21 minutes, 5 seconds of runtime. It has 3 features and multiple producer placements, including Icon, Guilty Beats, London, and more. LOTR2, is that Lord of the Rings 2? I don't know. Comes in with some impressive soundscapes on a boom bap type beat. The piano sprinkles, the sharp snares, the bass, the guitar, everything worked. But were you listening to what he was saying though? You should. Afro Jigga is one of those Afro Wave Bashment type joints that would smoke the UK market. This is that sound. Remo on the hook? Oh, brah. Flames, man. Absolute flames. The contrast between the two artists is significant, but balanced to the last breath. You bounce to it, but you also don't want to miss a word because you know it would be remiss to do so. Ladipo adds some melody to the rap, just to flow on the beat just right. And then Rema just comes in here and there. He's just got these crazy ad-libs. And again, he killed that hook. One song that most of us knew already was the one with Fireboy DML, Running. It's a banger, but what I actually mean is it's a bloody good song, man. Consider the lyrics, and it's a number we can all relate to, where it seems like we're running from life from time to time. Everything keeps going, keeps moving, and we just push ourselves to be present and show up every single day. I feel like that right now, honestly. I need a break. I need a holiday, something. Lyrically though, Ladipo is an MC through and through, straight up. Delivery-wise, it shows. Bars-wise, it shows. The man's rhymes are magnetic, and you always want to listen intently on top of the energetic flow because it's just got something about it. He can switch it up as well, which is what I like about him, because from song to song, you know it's him, but he always surprises. There were some awesome technical plays, for example, on the song Law of Attraction, where Ladipo is backed by a female vocal, which sounds heavenly with him on it. So it's kind of layered with him as the main vocals and the main vocal, and then the female vocal as some sort of a double. And even by itself, the female vocal sounds amazing. Very, very solid and unique way of just accentuating the song and make it sound different to what you hear anyway. Then some other chops and samples on there with heavily reverberated presence. Oh, loved it. It was great to listen to. Love Essential with Armoray is probably the most technically dominant song on this project, in part because Ladipo dug deep to give us something out of this world, completely out of this world. The whole composition was just... had me feeling some type of way. Hard to explain, but it was great. It was almost like an out-of-body experience, I have to say that. Armoray blessed that song with some of her eclectic and hypnotic vocals. She don't miss. Ladipo, until this year for me, felt like he was on the cusp of greatness, some form of greatness. You knew he had something special in him, but he was really looking for just that one thing to stick, that one sound, one song, and really, really take him to the next level. And I think he's actually delivered that in 2021. I mean, I mentioned Feeling with Buju, absolute hit, and then to follow it up with Providence as an EP. The sound he's on is really him, and it's very niched but can transcend the commercial space with the right push or the right song on occasion. It is hip-hop, maybe hip-hop fusion to an extent. He doesn't leave the core, but the beat selection is so intelligent, man. It's yet another layer that sets him apart. EPs are in, and Ladipo gave us a strong contender for banger for December. But let me be fair though, this one is likely to last way longer than that because it has substance and longevity. Ladipo is an artist that feels confident when you listen to him. He's quite headstrong and resilient. His music is mind-blowing, honest, introspective, and authentic. What more can you ask from an artist? I found it easy to listen to the whole Providence EP and repeat it multiple times. It helped me catch some of the lines better because you miss stuff when you only listen to it once. You really should try this out. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.